There seems to be a confusion among Christians about prayer. When asked to pray in public, many pastors and chaplains hesitate to use the name of Jesus because they are afraid to offend the non-Christians in the audience. The prayer takes on a generic form, addressed to the unnamed Almighty in the Almighty's precious name. Yet that name is never given, so there are those who hear the prayer who have no idea to whom the petitions were made. Unaddressed mail is never delivered. The same is true of unaddressed prayer. Prayer is talking to God, not to the audience. They listen, they can say amen if they agree with the prayer, to whom it is addressed, and for what the petitions ask. Unless you are willing to call the offered prayer your own, remain silent at the end. Your amen says, "This is most certainly true. I agree with everything the pastor or chaplain asked God to do. In that day you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full." In this week's Gospel, Jesus gives us instructions on how to pray, how to be certain our prayer is heard. First, we must trust in God's promise to hear our prayer. Jesus says, "Ask. Let your concerns be known. Let God hear of your needs." Without trusting in God's promise to hear our prayer, we will not be willing to pray. Over the next several days, we will look at the other instructions Jesus gave us concerning prayer. May our Lord grant us faith to believe his promises and to come to him with our needs and our thanksgiving. Amen.